So we mentioned that we're going to talk about some of the halachas of swimming pools, both because I've gotten a few shells about these halachas recently, and because this is the season that people are starting to open pools this week, next week, week after, these are the weeks that people are opening pools. So maybe it's kedai to talk about some of the shailas that come up regarding swimming. Like I mentioned, we're not going to be discussing the halachas of mixed swimming or what age kids can be swimming together, or what age, you know, in general mixed swimming. We're not going to talk about those. That's maybe a separate shiur for another time. Maybe we'll be mashing that another time. But we're going to talk about five basic shailas tonight. First is a shaila of the chiyuv on a father to teach his son how to swim. And somebody just told me the other day that he's makayim the mitzvah to say that raisa because he taught his child how to swim. And I said, I'm not so certain that it's a mitzvah to say that raisa. I think you may be, you know, maybe not misunderstand that gemara a little bit. So that's one shaila. Is it taka chiyuv on a father to teach his son how to swim? Is that a deraisa? Is that a garabanan? Is that a etze toiva? Is that paskin la halacha? Is it taka chiyuv bizmanenu to teach a child how to swim? Now it's something that's very, very commonly known. Everybody knows the chiyuv on a father to child, chiyuv on the father to teach his son how to swim. Even though, like we'll see, that's maybe not halacha, but the halacha to teach your child an umnis, that vade is a halacha that we paskin. But we'll see. That's one halacha we'll talk about. We'll talk about the other halacha about putting up a mica, putting up a gate for your pool. Now, obviously, it's an etzah taiva, and obviously, I think it's legally required as well in many places. And obviously, it's something that's basic safety, if you want to be able to make sure that it's not a real issue of neshmat mali enough sheikh. And the shaila just is, in the chiyuv maika, is there a chiyuv to put up a fence? And if there's going to be a real chiyuv maika, then that would come with a bracha, that would come with all the halachas that are included in hilchas maika. That's one, that's a second halacha we'll discuss, which the other halacha we're not going to discuss, also has a griya shaila, which also come up very often. Person builds a house, and that house is looking into somebody else's pool. Something like that, whose chiyuv is it to put the fence up? Whose chiyuv is it to frost the window? The shaila, also another shaila we're not going to get to tonight, but also a very interesting shaila, so the shul. The shaila, that's what I'm saying, I just discussed the shaila this week. The shaila has a griya. That's a very, very basic shaila also that comes up regarding pools and neighbors. We won't discuss that tonight. The third shaila is regarding wearing a yarmulke next to the pool, wearing a yarmulke in the pool, making a bracha in the pool, making a bracha when you come out of the pool, eating food when you come out of the pool. If you come out of the pool when you want to eat, netil sidayim. Discuss some of those halachas of eating and drinking around the pool, which is, you know, common. People have backyards by their pool, and they're eating and drinking carved to the pool, eating and drinking when they come out of the pool, want to eat and drink in the pool, exactly what those halachas are. Another shaila, which I got a few times last year, is swimming with one's wife when one's wife is a nida. We'll discuss exactly what that looks like, which shaila we're exactly talking about. We're obviously not talking about a nice intimate swim. We're obviously talking about something which, the shaila I got a few times last year was, people are going on a family swim. It's a Friday afternoon and you want to go, you, your wife, and the children to go into the pool, and your wife's anida, is that mutter? Not mutter, we'll discuss that. And the last shaila we'll talk about is swimming pools on Shabbos. Is it mutter? Is it asar? Is the difference between Ashkenazim and Sfaradim? Is the difference between hot pool and cold pool? Is the difference between if I'm swimming or not swimming? Is the difference between whether I have wood to build a raft or not build a raft? All those halachas we'll discuss in Mitzvah Shem, swimming in the pool on Shabbos. Let's begin with the halacha that we said we'll discuss first, which is the chiyuv on a father to teach his son how to swim. So the makar for this chiyuv comes from a Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin Nef Chav Tes says, Tanina b'had de Tana Rabbanon, ha'av chayev b'benoi, a father is chayev to his child, l'moiloi, to give him a brismila, l'fdeisai, assuming that he needs a pidnia ben, he's mechoyev and pidnia ben, the father has to be paid to him, l'lamdoi teira, to teach him teira l'asiya isha, to get him married off, l'limdoi umnas, and to make sure that he has umnas. If yesh aymerim, and some say, afla shita b'mayim, also to teach him how to swim in the water. That's the pashas, there are those that learn l'shita b'mayim, doesn't mean mamash to swim, we'll say in a second, but l'shita b'mayim, we'll assume right now for this moment, shita b'mayim means to swim in the water. Yehuda aymer, kol shenem l'amad b'nai umnas, l'amad listo, he said, anyone who doesn't teach his child how to have a proper job is teaching him how to be a thief. If you don't teach your child a proper job, and he needs to make money, he's going to be led to do illegal things, and therefore, it's mechuyev, it's an obligation on the father to teach his child a proper umnas. The Gemara says, afla shita b'mayim, the Gemara on l'amad of the base, but it's going through the reasons for these chayuvim that a father has. The Gemara goes to Minan Emili, the Gemara goes to where do we know all these things. The Gemara says, v'yesh aymrim afla shita b'nar, this yesh aymrim that says you have to teach him how to be able to swim in the nar, my time is like the Gemara chayusahu, it's life. Zak Rashi, why is it life? Life, Zak Rashi v'zel ha'shaynai, shema yifrish b'svina, v'titva v'istakin im eini yaday lashat. Rashi says, what's the chshash? The chshash is maybe he's going to be on a boat, maybe traveled on a boat, which is something they did very commonly. While he's on the boat's going to capsize, something also happened, unfortunately, very often. He's now going to be in the water, and he's not going to know how to swim. So because it's chiyusa, because this is something that's necessary for him to be able to possibly stay alive, this is a way that you can make sure that he's going to be able to stay alive, even if he travels, even if he's going on a boat. That's why it's called chiyusa, and that's why the yesh aymrim hold af l'shida minar. Others say that chiyusa means not chiyusa, and the Gemara doesn't mean to keep him alive. Chiyusa means parnasa. that it's connected to the Lulam, the Omnus, that one of the things they used to do very often for Parnassa was they had merchandise coming in from different places, they had ports, they had ships going to different places and bringing in merchandise. And Afleshit Mamayim means that you teach them how to be able to get the boats from one place to the other in order to Lulam the Omnus, which if you learn like that, then it means not swimming, and it means Pashat, knowing how to get the boats from one place to the other. But again, that's not the way Rashi learns, that's not the Pashtus. The Pashtus says Lashit Mamayim means to swim, and Rashi says the reason why he needs to know to swim is not for leisure, not for pleasure. And he's going to swim in case the boat capsizes and he finds himself in the ocean. He should know how to swim in order to be able to save himself. The Rambam in Pirusha Mishnayos over there in Kedushin says he counts the mitzvahs that are mitzvahs on a father to teach his child. He says mitzvahs avala ben sheish mitzvahs, six mitzvahs. What are they? Lamoyla levdoisei lamdater l'sil isha lamdul umnus ula shita benar. The Rambam paskins like the Yesh Imrim in Pirusha Mishnayos, and the Rambam says, one of them is also Lashit Benar, six chiyuvim that he has. Lamaisa, that's the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos. The problem is the Rambam in Yad Chazaka, the Beis Yosef, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, nobody paskins this halacha, halacha lamaisa. This halacha is not paskin by any of the Rishonim, any of the Achronim, it's not paskin as halacha lamaisa. So though the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos paskins that way, the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos is not as halacha sefer, it's a Pirush Mishnayos. And over there, even though he says it, there are six mitzvahs, lav dafka does paskin like that, and very before in the Rambam in Yad Chazaka, he does not paskin like that. And therefore, the Rambam, seemingly, the Shulchan Aruch, the Torah, the Beis Yosef, they all leave out this halacha, which means they say the halacha of Levdoisei, of Lamoyla, Lasi, Ishai, all those halachas are there. This halacha of Lashitai, Benar, Lashitai, Bamayim, to teach him how to swim, that halacha is left out of the Torah and Shulchan Aruch. And the Binyan Sin was asked Taka why the Rambam leaves this out. He says, very pashat. The Rambam paskins like the Tanakama. There's a Tanakama and a Yeshayim. The Rambam paskins like the Tanakama, not like the Yeshayim. And the Rambam leaves it out. The Rambam has all the other halachas. The Moilu Levdaisai, Lasi Isha, Lulam de Umnus, all those other ones are in the Rambam in various places throughout Yad Chazaka. This halacha is left out because Rambam doesn't paskin like this. The Rambam paskins like the Tanakama. Reb Chaim Kanievsky also, I saw in the Sefer called Kol Mashal Secha, where they asked Reb Chaim, why Taka is this halacha in the Rambam? And Reb Chaim said, it's not a chibizman. We don't paskin like the man like this, Yesh Aimrim, and Mimela, there is no Chiv. That's the Pashas, that there is no Chiv. Others learn that even in the Gemara only means that Vitam and Eitzet Taiva. It's a good thing, it's a smart thing to do, and if you learn that has to do with Parnassa for sure, it's an Eitzet Taiva, it's something which is a good thing to do, but even in the Gemara, the Yesh Aimrim means that it's not considered to be a halacha, rather it's a smart thing to do, an Eitzet Taiva. You want to make sure that your child is always going to be safe. It's an Eitzet Taiva to teach him how to swim. Another reason why the Paiskim say that this halacha is left out of halacha in Shulchan Aruch, because if you look at the Yerushalmi has the same Gemara. The Yerushalmi doesn't say B'Shem Yesh Aimim. The Yerushalmi says it B'Shem Rabbi Kiva. Now, generally, generally in Kol Hayra, we paskin like Rabbi Kiva k'neged chaverim. If it's Rabbi Kiva, another chaverim, we go like Rabbi Kiva. However, that's only in the general halachas that Rabbi Kiva says. Rabbi Kiva is also the one that's chayshish l'miyuta. Kiva in general throughout Shas is Chayish L'miyuta. We are not Chayish L'miyuta. So in a case where the reason why Rabbi Kiva is paskining a certain way is because he's being Chayish L'miyuta, because he's nervous about a miyut, something that's not going to happen very often, in those cases we do not paskin like Rabbi Kiva. And therefore, since the Bakar of this is Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva is only saying you have to teach him how to swim, like Rashi says, in case he goes on a boat, and in case the boat capsizes, Rabbi Kiva is being chayshish for a very far out case, and therefore the Divrei Eliyahu, which is the Divrei Eliyahu, one of the Chalas Teshuvas for him, say the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch left this out because this is chayish l'miyuta. You do not have to be worried about this case. Va'oyil bismanenu, the chayu, this whole chashash doesn't apply because teaching your child how to swim in the pool has nothing to do with teaching your child how to be able to make sure that if the boat capsizes, he'll be able to make it through. That's what Rashi's talking about in the time when they would travel by boats. This whole chashash l'chayu is a chashash rachik. We generally do not go on boats. We don't go on boats that are going to capsize. And therefore, bizmanenu l'chayu, there is no chiv. Halacha l'maisa, pashtus is from all the poiskim. There is no chiv bizmanenu. There's no obligation. There's no mitzvah deraisa. There's no mitzvah derabanan. It's an eitzet toiva. It's a good thing to do, maybe. It's a nice thing to do. It's a great way to bond with your son to be able to teach him how to do it. But there is no real chiv. It is interesting because the guy who told me that his mekayim mitzvah to say deraisa, he took his 2 year his 3 year old child and was teaching him how to swim. There's like a way to teach mamish even little children. I saw it in camp. My wife showed me a video of one of the kids in camp. The mother taught him how to swim. The mother's like a lifeguard or something. She taught him how to swim. A kid, mamish in diapers, a year and a half, learned how to swim. There's a way to like that. I'm not sure it's called survival, I think, swimming. They can teach very, very little children how to swim. This guy was trying. He was in Florida for Yontif. He was teaching his child how to swim, and it wasn't working the whole time. Lamaisa, the gate was left open, and his kid fell into the pool. And his kid swam to the end of the pool, and his kid, mamish, was saved. So again, it's definitely an Eitzet Taiva for sure if you have a pool. It's an Eitzet Taiva for sure to get basic survival skills to make sure that Chalila, if something happens, if your kid does fall in Chalila, shouldn't happen to anybody here, But if chalila something does happen, they get his basic survival skills. So again, it's a etz tayva for sure, and a shmart mitem for sure. In a community where there's so many pools, I would definitely say it's something very, very smart to do, and probably the right thing to do. But definitely in terms of the chiyuv, in terms of being a kind of mitzvah, l'chera we do not pass on like this yesh aymrim, and even. Like we said, it's only chashas l'myuta, the frat v'zmanenu, they don't go boats, and therefore that's the halacha of teaching a child how to swim, and the same thing would apply for sons and daughters. There is no chiyuv, but it's definitely an etz tayva, a frat. In our community, I think it's the proper thing to do, but I can't say that it's a chiyuv, and you can definitely hire somebody else. It's not a mitzvah by yesh b'shlucha, you can hire somebody else to do it, and that's the proper thing to do. That's halacha number one. Halacha number two that comes up when it comes to swimming pools, and also has to do with safety, is putting up a fence around the pool. And again, as we mentioned, you have to put a fence up, and it has to be a fence which is going to keep all the kids out. It has to be a properly locked fence. Pasha al tzvanishmartam lo idan afshazechem. This is sakana. I think in children, in small children, I think this is one of the highest causes of deaths in small children. It's sakana. If a person doesn't have a fence, we're not talking about whether you have to put up a fence or not. We're talking about whether there's a chiyev in terms of the halacha of Micah, that the pasuk says ki sivna bayis chadash v'sisa Micah legagecha. Does that halacha apply specifically by a pool? And the biggest nafkamina, like we mentioned, is are you makayim the mitzvah by yourself? Now, our halacha is the Ar Paiskim that say that when you're putting up the fence, if you're putting up a fence by your house, let's say you have a roof or something that Taka needs a real mic, you should do it by yourself. At least part of it you should do by yourself. You shouldn't just hire a guy to do it. You want to get the mitzvah, the frat, if you want to make the bracha. It's not so pasha to make the bracha. If a guy's doing it for you, if it's a seicher, if it's a poil, it's not so pasha to do it. But let's discuss whether this halacha of when you get a fence put up around your pool, does it have the same halacha? Should you make a bracha? Should you make makbet do it by yourself? Do the halachas apply or do they not apply? So Lamaisa, the Gemara, when the pasuk discusses Vasisa Micah, pasuk says, Micah, ligagecha, where do you have to put a fence? You have to put a fence around the gag. You have a roof, and generally, Bimei Chazal, the roofs are flat. Generally, they used to use them to put things up. They used to dry things on top of the roof. People would go on the roof. It would be a real sakana to be on the roof, chashasha falling down. And therefore, the pasuk says, Vasisa Micah, ligagecha, that's a positive mitzvah saseh. And then it says, Vilei Sasim Damim Bebesecha, make sure that Vilei Sasim Damim Bebesecha, they don't put blood in your house, that you don't cause a potential sakana. And Pasha, we'll see in a minute, Pasha and Asay, and Alaysa say the Asay is Vesisa Michael Gagecha, and it's like Sasam Dal Mesecha, make sure that there is no chashash that somebody's going to fall. Now, when the Sifri brings down this halacha, the Sifri says Vesisa Michael Gagecha, ain't the Elagag. The only thing I know is a roof. Minayin Larabois Boyrus, how do I know what bar? If you have a pit, how do I know Sichasim Aris, Charitzim and Elitzim, how do I know all these other potential places that a person can fall into, which means they're flat, your flat surface, and you put a bar there. How do I know that a bar needs to have a mica also? How do I know that you have ma'ara, you have sichem, you have these other things, this irrigation, that they also need a mica? Tamad Lamer, Velaysasim Dam Mesecha. If you look at the end of the pasuk, it says, Velaysasim Dam Mesecha. Imkein Laman Amar Gag, Prat Lekeves Bayis Lerabis Hechel. Gag pralulam. Fine, says a different drasha. Why we dafk use the word gag? Rizak the Sifri Avada includes any other potential dangers that a person is going to fall into are also included in this halacha of. That's the way the Mechaber paskins Chayish Mishpa Tavchav Zayin Sif Aleph Mitzvah Sasei Lases Oda Michael Legagoy Shenemar Vasisa Gagol Megecha Behu Shia Beis Dira. It's only when it's a place that people are living. Alva Beis Oishes Beis Abakur Kiyetzman Ain Azakaklay. If it's a place that's just a cattle there, or a place that they're just using for storage, and you don't go there regularly, people are not there on a regular basis. You don't need a fence. And then the Mechaber paskins Sif Ches Echad Agag. It's not just a roof. Echad Called Over Shkeish Besakana Vereish Yichshol. By your Adam v'yimais, anything the potential of a person falling off and dying, kegoin sheisulei be'er, person has a well, a bar, right, a bar or be'er, a person has a well or a pit, bechatzeroi bein sheyesh b'mayim bein she'im b'mayim, whether it's water or not water. Chayev lasis chulya gavay yudfachim. You have to make a fence around it. Yudfachim. That's the minimum requirement for how much you have to make a mic when you have to make a yudfachim. Oy lasis like kisoy. Or if you're not going to put a fence around it, put a cover on top of it. Kadesh shel yipul by other v'yimus. The Rambam paskins like the Sifri that this halacha, this v'sis Michael gegecha, applies both by a gag and it applies by a bar, by a be'er, by a. Anything else that a person can fall into with a chashash of misa. Just in general, get a person getting injured, maybe not, because it says, but a chashash, like the Rambam says, chashash of misa, then there would be a chiv to put it on. Now again, we won't discuss exactly what the chivim are, and exactly all the chivim are putting up a fence, because it's not a shir about Micah now. But again, like we said, a person who is putting it up should make sure that they find out what the halachas are before, because our halachas is about exactly when to make the bracha, the shal and the paiskim, do you make it at the beginning of the building of the Micah, or at the end of the building of the Micah, do you make it when you move into the house, or do you make it when you buy the house? Huh? No, so we'll say in a minute. I'm talking about by regular Micah. I'll talk about a pool fence in a second, why we don't make a bracha. By regular Micah, you should find out if you're making one in your house, which means you put a porch up in your house, and it's assuming that it's 10 tefachim and it's chashash falling, you should find out exactly what the halachas are. because if you miss the opportunity, it's a rare bracha to be able to make. If you miss the opportunity, you're not going to be able to make it. The Mechaber does pass and make a shachianu, but we generally do not make a shachianu. The Be'er Lacha generally passes on the mitzvahs. We generally don't make the first time we do a mitzvah, for example, by a mitzvah boy putting on tefillin. Generally, we don't make a shachianu in those cases. The Be'er Lacha says that it's a nice thing to be mechayiv yourself in those cases. So when a chavei, you're talking about halachas tefillin, to be mechayiv yourself in some other way, you get a new suit, you get a new fruit, something else to be mechayiv shachianu. But that's the gabbai, the halachas of Maika, it has to be ten tefachim, exactly what the ten tefachim are. That's all the regular halachas of Maika. Now, what about when it comes to a pool? So lechayra, a pool fits into the lach lamechaber. The mechaber said if you have a bar or you have a be'er, bein shiyesh b'mayim bein she'ein b'mayim, you have to make a basisa maika gegechel. Lechayra, one would have all the halachas of Maika when it comes to a pool as well. The ma'isa, the chaya adam has a chiddush. The chaya adam says if you look at the lashon of the safri, what the safri said, the safri said, how do I know that it's only elagag? How do I know everything else is included? Because if you look at the end of the pasuk, says loisasam davim b'vesecha. Make sure that you're not going to get involved in something that's loisasam davim b'vesecha. Zakta chaya adam. There's two chiyuvim in the pasuk. One's a mitzvah saseh of asisa maikel gegecha. There's another loisaseh in the pasuk of loisasam davim b'vesecha. When it comes to the roof, both of them apply. When it comes to a be'er, or something like this, sichas ma'aris, only the lav applies and not the mitzvah saseh. Chiddush from the chayyadim is the first one, it's machadish that. There are two chiyuvim, and only one applies in the case of a ba'ar and the be'er. The Rambam doesn't seem like that, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't seem like that. He seems to say there's a regular halacha of sisa ma'ikla gegecha. The chayyadim says, no, look at the lashon sefri, which is the makar for this chiyuv, besides for the gag. All he says is, loisasam davim v'sechem v'meila, zak techay adam, avada, if you don't put up a fence around your be'er, around your ba'ar, around your pool, if you don't put up a fence around there, avada, you're over on the lav. Every moment you can be over in this lav, every moment you can be over in this lav of loisasam davim v'sechem, it's sakana. But in terms of the chiyuv, in terms of being makayim a mitzvah kiyumis, by putting up a fence around your pool, zak techay adam, you're not makayim a mitzvah by doing that, you're not makayim v'sisa gag, maika l'kagecha, and therefore the chay adam says you should not make a bracha. Anytime you're just doing something to hold yourself back from Leisa saying you're not going to make a bracha. Memela, that's the lashon of the Chai Adam. The Chai Adam holds that you don't make a bracha. The Maisa Rav, which is the Goyin, says very clearly, not like that. The Goyin of Maisa Rav, which is the Anhagas of the Gra writes that by a Be'er, which is by a Be'er Tzarech like Bia Mechitza Yudfachim, you have to make a Mechitza Yudfachim. And he says, Ulavarech Birchas Maika. The Gra very clearly paskins that a person should make a Maika, but Lamaisa, anytime there's going to be a Mechlekes Achreinim, or even a Mechlekes Rishainim, we don't have a clear psak in it, one way or the other, about a bracha, we're always going to say Safek Brachas Lahakal, and therefore we're going to assume that since the Chai Adam says that there is no Chiv, there is no Kima, the Mitzvah, therefore we're going to say, Avada, you have to put it up, I'll say Sasan Davim Besecha. And Avada, like we said, it's an Eitz HaTayv, more than an Eitz HaTayv, it's necessary, else for Nishmart Ma'oid, it's also necessary according to the Chai Adam in order to make sure you're not over this Leisase of the Sasan Davim Besecha. But in terms of the Kima, the Mitzvah, the Chai Adam is no Kiyim, and that's why we generally do not put up when we put up a fence, we generally do not make a bracha. That's we go like the Chai Adam. There are those that pass like the Gra. The general psak is that since the Safek Brachas, Safek Brachas Nachal, you should put up a fence so you don't not have a license to say, but not the Gabi being Makayim and Mitzvah Deraisa, Pashas. You know, we would say like the Chadam, at least for the bracha, not to make it. The Chazanish is another svara also why you wouldn't make a bracha. One second, why you wouldn't make a bracha. The Chazanish is a big chiddush in Chayshim Mishpat, but also in his Lakutim in the back of the Sefer in Chazanish. He says that even according to the Paiskim, that you have a chiyuv to make a bracha on a ba'ar or be'er. Even if you go, let's say, like the Gra, and even if you go like the Pasha Sorochan Arch, that a ba'ar and a be'er are the same thing as a gag, Zakta Chazanish, that's only by a bar, which is in the middle of a person's property, that people aren't looking out for it. People are not looking constantly on the floor to be able to find a bar, and it's possible somebody's going to fall into it. Zakta Chazanish, a swimming pool, is not something that you by mistake fall into. It's not the kind of thing that you just, you know, you're walking and by mistake trip into it. It's a massive, massive swimming pool, and there's chairs around that, and it's very obvious that it's there, and obvious in a way that it'd be difficult for an adult, for sure, maybe a kid, yeah, it'd be difficult for an adult to just by mistake fall into a swimming pool. So he says the only time that Chazal or Mechayev, this Chiv of Micah, of a sisa maikel gegecha is something weird. There's a chashash, a person can fall off a roof, a person's there, a person can fall off at the edge of the roof by a bar or be'er inside of a person's property, a person can fall into it. Zakta chazanish of a brecha, she's a gadol, that's not nichlal in this chiv, and again, it's a chiddush from the chazanish, and therefore the chazanish says also avada, one wouldn't make it. He says it's also mavor in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, like we said, that only a beis dira needs a maikel. He says a brecha, a pool, is not considered to be a beis dira. A bar and a be'er are things that you're using as part of the house. Part of you taking the water out, you're storing things there. He said that maybe would have more of a halacha of beis dira, but he says the swimming pool would not have a halacha of beis dira. That's where the chazanish paskins, and that's why, again, you have to put up a mic 100%. But lagabe, the chiyav, lagabe, they're making the bracha, the general halacha is that we don't make a bracha.
For the loisa say, though, the mic that you are putting up has to be shear, right? It has to be certain.
So that's interesting.
Most people, a lot of people say, don't have let's say the highest fence is half a fence.
So if I remember correctly, he doesn't say after
it's
I don't think so. I think that there's two chiyuvim also, which means when it comes to the mitzvah of asisa ma'ikol agecha, there's chiyuvim in it.
Right.
When it comes to leishasim davasecha, you just have to make sure that it's safe. And that's why there's some that learn also that if you just have signs maybe surrounding it, right? So so for sure by a barn, a be'er l'chayr not, because that you have to put a mic. That's what the Torah says. Maybe by a swimming pool, where you can say the svar of the chay adam that the whole issue is just leishasim davasecha. Maybe then you can say that strong warning signs may be enough when it comes to a pool. Again, do not do this. Do not practice this at home. Do not try this at home. Not a smart thing. You put up a real fence, and you have to put up a strong fence. And you have to put up a fence with a real lock. It's not a halachy thing. It's just basic safety. But Lagabe, I think if I remember the Chai Adam says, if not, one of the other places can say that. That when it comes to the chiv of leisasim davim v'secha, this, you know, leisa say, all you need to do is make sure that leisasim davim v'secha, make sure that it's safe. I'm not chiv to put up a mica with halach as a mica.
That would be most practical, Shalom, because everybody has a fence. The question is if everyone has a...
Right. Everyone, 10 tefachim, everyone has.
Imagine.
Yeah. 10 tefachim. It's not so high, everyone has that. But you should have higher than that, because kids can climb over 10 tefachim fence pretty easily. But that would be maybe an afkamina, according to Chada. Maybe there's no din of Micah, and therefore I can get away with something which is like, let's say, you know, something else which wouldn't have the halachic din of a Micah, and could be, would fulfill the halach of like Shasta Dabba
Visecha. So he keeps the door open. I'm saying the whole mic is gone. I'm saying...
I'm saying at the moment that you're keeping the door open, then you're breaking the mic. I can't say that at that moment you're being over in the West, but it's a sakana.
Someone relaxes and keeps the door open.
Yeah, it's a real sakana. This is why people like close up the pool, and people because of things like this. People have nervin, and it's a scary thing. It's a real achrayus. It's real something which is not to be taken lightly, and you have to, you know, be mazi kids again and again and again. You have to have all the precautions and the locks and the signs and everything. It's a scary thing, and it's an Eitzatev teaching kids how to swim, and Eitzatev to make sure, not an Eitzatev, it's necessary to make sure that the safeguards around the pool are you know, beyond what we would do in another area. Just agav, one more shell that comes up, like I'll be putting up a mica, is there a chiv mezuzah by a pool? Right. So let's assume that you have a fence, and the fence has, like we have by the mikvah, it has like a mashkaf and a door. Right, it has a proper, you know, proper mashkaf, and it has, which I don't know if most fences like that, but there definitely are fences like that. I'm sure if you have an enclosure, and you know, and around your pool, for sure you would have, you know, probably a proper door. That's a shell. The shell the place can discuss is whether. Most don't have a tzurisa pasach. But if you have, like by the mikvah, we have like over here a tzurisa pasach going into it. If you had a tzurisa pasach going into your pool, or I think the more common case, let's say you have a pool, an indoor pool inside of your house, right? You have a room with, let's say, an infinity pool in the basement, right? Or if you have, you know, something of that sort, or they make like these enclosures that go even on outdoor pools. I started making it, and I was like, right. So that's the shell. The shell is, would it need a mezuzah or not? So the Mechaber paskins very clearly that a basic kisa, the Mechaber in Sevdalad paskins and Reish Pei Vav paskins that in Sevdalad, a basic kisa, a basic merchatz, a basic borski, a basic tefillah, all of these things do not need a mezuzah. Why? Because they're not made for something that is a diris covered. Now, the place can discuss what is the halacha of a swimming pool. A basic merchatz is a place which is not considered to be a makom kaved, because people are getting dressed and undressed here. In a swimming pool, generally people are dressed. People are not getting dressed and undressed here. People are not dressed fully, but people are definitely dressed somewhat. It's not like a beis hamercha, it's not like a mikvah, it's not like a bathhouse like they used to have. Is that mechuyev in a mezuzah or not? And the Sefer Pischa Mezuzah, which is one of the Heintik Sfarim of Mezuzah, where it goes through the shell, you're not going to find this in, you know, Sfarim from 40, 50 years ago. You have to look at the current Sfarim. So one of the Pischa Mezuzah, see, he brings down from another Sefer, which is called Eitzer Piske Mezuzah, where he says over there that L'chayra, since in a Brecha, people are not, he wants to say a Sfar that even though in a pool, people are not standing totally Arum, people are not standing totally without clothing on, but since we have a halacha of Tefach B'isha is Erva, and a woman is standing there in a way that it's considered to be an erva, which means parts of her body are uncovered, in a way that it would be considered to be an erva, he says maybe that would be the same halacha of a beis hamerchatz, and maybe those two halachas are connected, which means the same way, lagabi halachas kriya shema, lagabi halachas brachas, lagabi those things, it's considered to be tefach beisha erva, even a small tefach of an area which is covered is considered to be an erva, maybe that's considered to be a beis hamerchatz. You can be in a bathing suit, but that's considered to be a beis hamerchatz. He's not choices, maybe it's not. If you can't compare the two halachas, it's can't compare the halacha of kriya shema to this halacha of covered, maybe it's still considered to be covered. people are dressed in a respectable way for a bathhouse, for a bath, for a pool. That's a normal way to be dressed. Again, he goes back and forth, and he says, the Maisa of the Pesach Mezuzah says, he was Makalaf, one of the Gedele Adar. He doesn't say who. He's Makalaf, one of the Echid Gedele Adar, that it's considered to be similar to a Beis HaMerchatz, and not only are you Potter, but you should not put up a Mezuzah there. It's considered to be a lack of respectable places. Now, in Oitzer Lachas as well, another one I think is from, which brings down a lot of the Lachas, he also says, that also it says it's a Makam of Gnai and Tinif. It's a Makam which is not considered to be a clean place, not considered to be a Chashiva place. It's not a Makam Dira, and Avada, you don't put up a Mezuzah. I saw Chaim Kanievsky, also one of the Sfarim that asked him, Shalas and Nechaz Mezuzah, they asked him, and he said, since you're standing Karav La'arumim, you're close to being a person, said, even a man, standing there just in a bathing suit, it's Karav La'arumim, and therefore he says, Ein L'kvay Shem Mezuzah, you should not put a Mezuzah. I saw Rav Neventhal from the Old City, he said, Avada, you should put up a Mezuzah, and it seemed like he said there was a Chiv, there was a Chiv L'chayr that would be even with a Bracha, but there's not the general Psak. The general Psak is that we won't put on a swimming pool. Any place like that, even if it's inside the house, even if it has a proper enclosure, we would not put on a mezuzah and we'd leave it off, assuming that it has a din of a Beis HaMerchatz and it's considered to be not a makam, which is a makam kavod. That's the gabi the halacha of Micah, the gabi the halacha of mezuzah. The next shaila kedai to discuss is the gabi the halachas of eating and drinking karev or inside the pool. What are the halachas of gabi eating, drinking, making brachas? What are the halachas of gabi wearing a yarmulke? What are the halachas? So the Izma, the Mechaber Paskins, all the way to the beginning of Arachaim and Sev Beis, Aser Leilach Bekumis Kufa, a person cannot walk with his head held up in a way which is Gaivadik, but the Yelach Arba Amas Begila Rosh, person's not allowed to go for Amas without his head uncovered. Why? Because of Kavar Ashchina, because of Yari Shemayim, Yari Shemayim, a person's not allowed to walk for Amas with his head uncovered. Mishabur brings down, Midas Chasidis, Afila Pachas Marba Amas, Midas Chasidis, even less than 4 Amas, Afila Beis Ashchina Valaila, even when a person's sleeping at night. Zakta Mishabur, Midas Chasidis is a person should always have his head covered in order to have proper Yari Shemayim. Then he brings down that the Taz says, this is where the Mishabur Paskin is important to know. The Taz says, Bizmanenu Isser Gomer Medina Lias Begila Rosh, Afilu Yeshu Lebesek. The Taz says, even if you're not walking a step, even just to sit in one spot without your yarmulke on, Zakta Taz, it's an Isser. Now, the Tam of the Ayin Shamatam, Mishabur doesn't bring down the Tam, but if you look at the Taz says, the reason why you have to wear a yarmulke Bizmanenu is Alts Bechukaseim Leisadehu. Gayim used to walk around with the head uncovered, and therefore the Taz holds that it's a problem to go around with your head uncovered. That's where the Taz paskins, the Mishabur goes like this, which means even just sitting in one spot with your head uncovered is going to be a problem, a real isser. If we get a walking Dalai Lama, if we get a walking less than Dalai Lama, is going to be a real isser of B'chukaseim Leisalechu. Is it true from Moshe? Moshe is talking about people going to work, about yarmulkes and in Yoredeya, Chelek Dalet. Moshe discusses this Shaila. Moshe argues in the Taz, and he argues in the Shavura, which only Moshe has the places to do that. Moshe says that's not a problem, Bizmanenu, B'chukaseim Leisalechu. All going walk around with the head uncovered has nothing to do with Chukas Akam, has nothing to do with Avodah Zarah, has nothing to do with any religious thing. That's just the way people do. The Moshe argues on the Taz, argues on Mishabur. Avadi says, it's Midas Chasidus, and Avada, you have to, you can't go down with Amis. But Lagabi this halacha, the Moshe says that it doesn't have the same halachic status as Mishabur wants to say, that it's a chiv. Rather, it's a minig, it's something which is, which a person should do, something which a person should be very nizer in. But the Moshe argues on the Mishabur and says it doesn't have the status of a chiyah. But the way the Mishabur paskins is that even to sit in one place by yourself, to sit at home without a yarmulke, Mishabur paskins is, pashas we go like the Mishabura, is that it's going to be asr alts bechu kliseyam leiseleka. Now, the paskim do discuss that when it comes to sitting in a pool, when it comes to even walking by a pool, in those cases, avada, a person is not mechuyev to wear a yarmulke. In a place where it's not normal to wear a yarmulke, in the mikvah, in the pool, you're by a beach, in those places where it's not normal to wear a yarmulke, because a person's in the merchatz, you don't have to wear it, you're not going to wear it inside of the pool. In those cases, a person does not have to do it. However, the poskim do say that it's a mitzvah chasidus to try, it's a mitzvah chasidus, not a chiyev, to try as much as possible to wear the yarmulke for as much as possible, which means, the example the poskim bring, especially in Eretz Yisrael, where there are separate beaches, comes up often, somebody's going to the water, so you can leave your yarmulke all the way back there, and then come all the way to the water, and then there's a large amount of time, definitely more than Dalai Lama that you're walking. Now again, halachically, it's not an issue, because since you're in the matzah going into the water, that's not going to be an issue. If the mikveh is a large mikveh, and you're walking from one end of the mikveh to the other, it's not halachically an issue. However, it's definitely midas chasidus that when a person is walking from one end to the other, to try to leave the yarmulke on as much as possible in order to have proper Yerushalayim. My home camp this year came up, the shell that went to water parks. I give halachas every day, so I try to give the halachas that, the interesting shellas that came up today, a whole list of only very, very interesting camp shalas that only come up in camp. Very geshmaka shalas. But one of the shalas that came up, it's not such an interesting shalas, but shalas that came up is, can you walk around the water park without a yarmulke? Right? So apparently, I don't know this, I didn't go to camps when I was younger, but apparently all camps do it. All camps. Even the yeshivish, even the real yeshivish camps, everybody walks around without a yarmulke. Now, it's not so partial that that's considered to be one big meisa merchatz. That's considered to be one big pool. If you're going into the swimming pool and out of the swimming pool, I hear, walking from ride to ride, and you're standing in line in the ride, definitely not the proper thing to do. The campers and camp weren't so happy, but I told them to get a cap, and I'll get bobby pins. Definitely not the proper thing to do. Definitely not a Yerushalayim. You should not be walking around for 3-4 hours around the water park without a yarmulke. It's definitely a lack of Yerushalayim to walk around that way. But again, but in a pool, walking from the pool, out of the pool, in those cases, of other would be mutter. Again, it's a mitzvah chassidus to try to take it off as close as possible. Same thing by the mikvah. The Mechaz Yitzchak brings down that b'shas, the person's getting dressed. The person should be makbid. The first thing you put on, when you come out of the mikvah, the first thing you put on, dry your hair, the first thing you put back on the yarmulke, the last thing you take off is yarmulke. You try to keep it on as much as possible. Again, it's a mitzvah chassidus. It's not a, you're standing at one spot, and you're in the mikvah. This is, it's normal to take it off. But definitely the proper thing to do is to try to leave it on as much as possible, especially if you're going to sip out of the pool, which means you come out of the pool, and now you're sitting, you know, drying off in the pool on a chair. You should put yarmulke on. Definitely Yerushalayim should not be sitting by the pool, even though you can say that this is nichlal in this heter of I'm by the merchatz, I'm by the brecha, I'm by the pool. Definitely a Yerushalayim should be wearing his yarmulke as much as possible. That's definitely the proper thing to do. Now, lagabe making a bracha without wearing a yarmulke, so obviously we know the Mishabur paskins that it's aser kol shekein she'aser levarich. About the same way it's aser to walk around, the same way like the Mishabur says aser to even stand in one spot with the yarmulke, it's aser to make a bracha to learn begile reish and zakta Mishabur. It doesn't help to take your hand and put it over your head, like we used to do maybe when we were kids, to take your hand and put it over your head. That doesn't help, because to yad v'roish chel kufinan, it's all considered to be one guf, and it wasn't help. The ain't a guf yachlas is atzmai, the guf can help itself. Zakt b'shavur b'shasat chak, a person could be making, he says, for example, at night, a person wants to drink something, he doesn't have anything to cover his head with. For somebody doesn't have a blanket, doesn't have anything to cover his head with. In that case, he can cover his head with just his hand, which means b'shas v'chak mishabur is mekel, that you could do it. However, he says, better to take your base yad of your beged, to take, if you're wearing short sleeves, to pull it down a little bit, and that definitely will be able to cover. The Pesachim says, well, somebody else can cover your head as well, which means your body can cover your own body, but somebody else's hand has the ability to cover, and therefore, if a person is making a bracha, let's say in the pool or by the pool, and a person doesn't have a yarmulke, best thing to do is to take a t-shirt, take something else, and put it on top of your head in order to be able to make the bracha. If that's not possible, you could have somebody else do it, but that's the proper thing to do. The Mishabur also speaks out that when you're making a bracha, the proper thing to do is that a person should be at least covered when they're making a bracha, which means if you're not wearing a t-shirt, if you're not wearing an undershirt, and you buy the pool in just a bathing suit, the Mishabur says, l'chatchila, a person should be wrapping himself in a towel before making a bracha. It's a lack of kavod. Those that learn the Mishabur only means for Krishma and Tefillah, but the pasha in the Mishabur is anytime a person makes a bracha, you should not make a bracha bare chested. And therefore, if you come out of the pool and you put yarmulke on, instead of putting yarmulke on, you should at least wrap a towel around yourself and put a t-shirt on or put a bathrobe on, something, in order not to be making the bracha in just a bathing suit. It's not the proper way to make a bracha. That's a lack of covenant. That's why the Mishabur paskins in Ayin Dalet, he says that he's talking about there behelchas tefillah, but he says that a person shouldn't be mevarch lechatchila b'masnav ulamai la'aram. When a person is wearing pants and the top part of him is aram, top part of him is nothing, Mishabur says not the proper thing to do. And a person should be machmer, definitely machmer that it's possible. You have a towel to wrap yourself before making a bracha. I just saw that they started putting out, I think they put out already maybe 4 or 5 of them, they started putting out shalas from Reb Shlomo Miller in Toronto. There's a yid of Canner in Toronto, who's putting out a lot of Shlomo Miller's farms. So they had the first sefer they came out with was a sefer made his mom. So I just looked at it today to see if he talks about swimming pools at all. Any interesting shaila? So he brought out one very interesting shaila that he brings over there. It's called Shoshana Sisal, the sefer. He says that if a person comes out of the water and you want to go ahead and eat bread, right? So you come out of the water, you have a barbecue, so you have a poolside barbecue. So everyone's in the pool, and then you come out of the pool, and now you want to wash, and you want to be able, and you want to eat bread, you want to eat a burger and a bun. So he said that l'chayra, you can't go ahead and wash and make the bracha of Al Tilas Yadayim when you come out of the pool. Why? Because the halacha is that even though for the halacha of the Tilas Yadayim, you have to have a keli and you have to do the Tilas Yadayim, the proper Tilas Yadayim is a shear for what that water needs to look like, and the halacha is of what exactly the water needs to look like. That's the halacha of the Tilas Yadayim. There's another way that you can be mekayim the inyan of the Tilas Yadayim without actually washing your hands, and that's called Tfilas Mayim. If you take your hands and stick them into a mikvah, take your hands and stick them one time. You don't have to dip it twice. You stick your hands once into a mikvah or into a mayim, into a spring, or into something which is considered to be kosher water, a lake, a river, something like that. That would be considered to be tefilas yadayim. The bracha that we make, the Ramah Paskins is al netilas. The Mishabur Paskins is al netilas yadayim, not al tefilas mayim, although there are some that learn the al tefilas mayim. The bracha we make is al netilas yadayim. That would be 100% okay. Now, when it comes to the water in the swimming pool, it's not so pasha that to take the water out of the swimming pool and to wash with it, it's not so pasha you could do it for a few reasons. First of all, there's halacha that the water, in order to be kosher, to be able to wash your hands when it feels to die for a pass, needs to be water that's first of all clean. So let's assume that the water in the swimming pool is clean. We'll assume it's clean. It needs to be something that's right for an kelef to drink, which I assume that most dogs would drink the water in the swimming pool, assuming that it's basically clean. And it needs to be something which is le'avad be'maisa. If you went ahead and did something with, you did an act with that water, then it would be considered to be avad be'maisa, is considered to be something which is which will pass out the water. The Paiskim discuss if you use the water inside of the pool to be avad be'maisa, which means if you use part of the water, even if somebody took some of the water and cleaned themselves off, and a person comes into the pool and he wants to clean his face off or something like that, his face gets dirty, a person has something like that, very often people, which especially for sure kids, that are swimming in the pool will use the water for other purposes other than just going into the water. So swimming in the water would not be considered to be avad b'maisa. But using the water to clean yourself off or for anything else would be considered to be avad b'maisa. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav Pashas learns that even if you do it in a small amount of the pool, it will aser the whole water in the pool to be used for netilas yadayim. So therefore, if you want to go ahead and take a cup, stick it into the pool and wash netilas yadayim, not so pashat. Pashat the Shulchan Aruch has machmer. There are those that are mekel, a person can be mekel, but that's the pashas. Now, Shlomo Miller says that's all the gabay netilas yadayim, but the gabay tefilas yadayim, dipping your hands into the pool, though in the, those halachas of avad b'maisa of roi l'achilas kelv don't apply when it comes to tefilas kelv, when it comes to tefilas yadayim. Therefore, as far as like this, if when I come out of the pool, my hands were inside the pool, and it proves from this shabur that you don't have to have kavanah for tefilas yadayim. So my hands were in the pool. I was yaitse tefilas yadayim. So I'm going to come out of the pool and I want to eat. I can't go ahead and make a bracha because I have no chiyuv in netilas yadayim. My hands were just washed. So maybe I should wash just, you know, because I'm washing now with a kavanah. It's a nice thing to do, but I can't make the bracha on netilas yadayim. Therefore, he says the only etzah to do is you should make sure that you go ahead and you take your hands and make sure you get them dirty, which means touch the bottom of your shoe or something that would be mechayiv in netilas yadayim. And that's the only way you can make a bracha on netilas yadayim. Very geshmak as far as just to make the cheshbon of exactly what you're allowed to do. You have to take your hands went in the pool, my hands came out of the pool, your hands are clean, and therefore you need to go ahead and touch something in order to be able to make a bracha. Gishmak is far that he says.
Someone's drinking a big bottle of water and they want to use the last half of it for all the things of time. It's like I said, I'll be by my son, but...
No, if you use it for something, drinking part of it would be fine. You're using it for something, use it to clean, use it for something that takes away from the chashivas of it, that would be a problem. So as I'm saying, the swimming pool, the case of avad b'maisa, the place can discuss if somebody used the water to clean yourself, which I don't know if it happens. So often, I don't know if it happens or not happens in the swimming pool. For sure, when you have kids, it happens. You have somebody dirty in the face, they take some water from inside, they clean themselves off, they have sweat or something like that.
One kid wants to use the rest of it for around his
night. Right. So, well, the water that came out would be fine. Right? Which means, the problem is which means if you take half the bottle and use it to wash your face, that's fine. So the other half of the bottle is fine.
So there's never a problem.
Right. It's only if the water within the pool, kids are standing in the pool and they're washing themselves off of that. And I don't know if that's a very common thing, but that would be the potential chashash of avad b'maisa, but nevertheless, but tefilas yadayim wouldn't apply, and therefore he says that you should do it. Now, one other halacha that he brings in over there, which is also important to know, is that if you come out of the pool and you want to eat mezainis, or you want to make a shakli, you want to drink a water, you should not make a bracha after touching a part of your body that's covered. You should not make a bracha until you wash until sedaim. We wouldn't make a bracha of until sedaim, but the proper thing to do, the Meshavua Paskins, is to wash your hands. Therefore, when you come out of the pool, before eating or drinking, regardless of what you're eating or drinking, the proper thing to do is to wash until sedaim. Or you could do it on davar that's mekanech. You could also wipe your hands on something that cleans. If you don't want to wash your hands, it also helps for, because the problem is over here is nekiyas, right? There's different ways, different reasons why you need to wash your hands. In the morning, it's a surachra. Over here, when it comes to that you touch the part of your body that's covered, which you definitely do when you're swimming, so you can either wipe your hands in something or wash your hands, but it's important to know that before making a bracha, for sure before davening and learning, but for sure making a bracha, a person should go ahead and do it. That's all the gabay the halachas of...
So it's only the shahar before he goes to the pool.
Yeah.
And then he goes swimming and comes outside, he doesn't make another bracha, he doesn't have to wash it.
No, so it's really, no, really, it's for the bracha. It's also chashivas of the bracha.
So that's really the best solution if somebody's going to drink or eat, let's say, poolside, before he goes swimming, he should make his brachas.
Yeah.
And then go swimming.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, like the eating of the drink.
Even if he got stomach.
Eating or drinking is not a, eating or drinking is the not a problem unless it's by bread. The bread may be different. Bread the halacha is different.
Drink while tummy.
Right. Right. It's the making of the bracha. It's also chashivas of the bracha to make it when a person's
coming.
Yeah, or we could wash hands when he come out.
No, you do need to clean. That's problematic.
Right.
Going into the house or whatever it is.
Yeah. Or you can clean it on a stone or something like that.
So if you make a bracha. Make your brachas before swimming.
If you make, but if, again, hamotzi may be different. Because there, the halachas of touching something in the middle of the suit, it may be different. They maybe have a real chiyuv to sit down. But that's a little bit for another time. But that's, I got to be eating and drinking in the pool. I shouldn't eat a drink in the pool. It's not a... You should eat a drink in the pool. You should come to the pool and come out of the pool, put yarmulke on. There's no isser to eat or drink without a yarmulke. There's isser to eat or drink without making a bracha. That for sure, to eat or drink without a yarmulke, you're not going to find that in the place that's usser to eat or drink. Again, like we said, the Mishabur Paskins, you can't sit without a yarmulke. Definitely shouldn't eat or drink without a yarmulke. It's not the proper thing to eat or drink in a pool. You should come out of the pool, put your yarmulke on, put your shirt on, and eat like a mensch. Eating the proper way is definitely what the proper thing to do is. That's all agabe, the eating or drinking. Oh, yeah, no one has pool, bars in their pool, right?
Not bars, but let's say even you need a drink of water. You're in the water, you're,
yeah,
you know.
I can't say it's awesome, but it's not there. Yeah, that's what I said. Make a bracha before. Oh, I should speak of one more halacha. If you're making a bracha when you're in the pool, so although I mentioned before at the Mishabur Paskins that you should wrap yourself around, if you're submerged in the pool up until your neck, that would be considered to be fine also for making a bracha. And even if the top half of your body is uncovered, if you're submerged in the pool up until your neck, and you either have a yarmulke or you get someone else to put their hand in your thing and make a bracha, that would be fine also, like, with this halacha of making a bracha in the pool. Those halachas of eating or drinking, carved to the pool and around the pool and in the pool, those halachas of eating or drinking. The next halacha, I don't know if we'll get to swimming on Shabbos. So let's see if we have time. The next halacha that comes up often is halacha of swimming with one's wife when she's in either. So let's discuss. First of all, if one's wife is not dressed in a way that's tsunua, which means properly tzenua, she's not fully covered, then obviously it's going to be an aser. That's one of the iser in harchakas and kuftzadihei, one of the lachas of during Peshas Nida, is aser to be mistakel, aser to look even, at any of the parts of her body that are normally covered. So assuming that she's not fully covered, the shell is a non-starter, and that's obviously aser. Let's talk about the case that I think the shell I've got asked a few times is the family is going swimming, or you know the wife's going to be fully covered, in that case is a mutter. So even if the wife is fully covered, and they're going into the pool together, there's another potential issue, which I think is a real issue when a couple is going swimming together, which is the issue that the Mechaber passes in Kufzadi Hesif Aleph at the beginning of Rechakas, lo yischoik v'lo yikol roish imai. There's a problem of kalas roish and tschoik together with one's wife. Now, the least defined halach in all of Rechakas is this halach of tschoik and kalas roish. And if you look at the Paiskim, there's very varied examples of what tschoik v'kalas roish is, what exactly that looks like tschoik v'kalas roish. But what it means is the shchik and kalas roish, that could lead to intimacy, an intimate type of shchik and kalas roish. There's no issue with making a joke with your wife. There's no issue with schmoozing with your wife. There's no issue with being, you know, geschmack and enjoyable and having a good time with your wife when she's in nida. But there is an issue of being involved in shchik and kalas roish in a way that could lead to intimacy. Going swimming together, I'm not talking about swimming laps in a pool together for exercise. I'm talking about going swimming together, sitting in a pool together, relaxing in a pool together. Just the two of you, I would think, and I think it would be pasha, that would fall under this potential issue of shchik and kalas roish. And that would be an issue. But let's assume that we're talking about the case we mentioned before. It's Friday morning, Friday afternoon, and you want to go, you, your wife, and your kids are all going to the pool together. So it's not a problem of shchik kalas roish. Your wife is fully dressed. There's no problem with either of those two things. Is it going to be an issue or not? I looked all over, and Imam Isha can't find, I checked Eitzer HaChachma. I couldn't find one person that, the only person that talks about the halacha is the Be'er Moshe, the Der Betzina, who talks about this halacha. And the only thing he says is that if your wife's not tzenua, then obviously it's us, and he's Marech in the Tshuva to explain why it's us to look at the Mekayimus that are normally covered, and he's Marech. Now he doesn't talk about what if she is covered. And there's nobody, I looked in Eitzer HaChachma, I couldn't find anybody that talks about the Shalah. I just talked to Rav before, I asked him if he has any more Mekayimus in the Shalah. He's like, no, you're not going to find anyone who talks about it. He's like, these are Shalahs that are like 2024 Shalas, 2023. It's like, there's not Shalas that came up 30, 40 years ago. Most people didn't have pools, and they didn't have family swimming. People didn't have private pools. 30 years ago, very, very few people had pools in their backyard. It's like, you're not going to find the Shalah, and I looked very hard to find it. The cases that potentially could be compared to, there are three cases in Hilchas Nida, in our Chakas, in Kuf Tzadiyei, that potentially could be compared to, but Pashos, it's not going to be compared to either of them. We'll see in a second. The three cases are, one case is chayk v'kalas roish, which doesn't apply in this case. The other case is something called negiya al yidei devar acher. There is a halacha that you're not allowed to pass something to your wife. You're not allowed to carry something together. And then there's a halacha called negiya al yidei devar acher, which means, let's say I'm not passing something to her, I'm touching her through the medium of something else. Right? The example, let's say the place can bring down is what? Not sitting on a bench together. So there's another, a separate halacha. Let's say I'll give a very simple example. Your wife's holding open a garbage bag and you're putting things in. So you're not touching her directly. You're touching something that she's touching. Or an example, your wife's snoring in bed, or more likely the man snoring, or I don't know how it works, but one of them snoring, and you want to nurture with the book in order to wake her up, in order that she just stops snoring. That's called negi al yidei devar acher. Another example that comes up is couples that are suffering with infertility, that they give a shot to one's wife when she's in nida. Right, so you're not touching her directly, and you're not handing her anything. It's called negiya al yidei devar acher. Putting a shot inside of her, you're not touching her. It's negiya al yidei devar acher. So the Paiskim say that negiya al yidei devar acher is mutter b'makom tzeirich when it's not derechiva. Which means if you're gonna go in a playful way, that's vade aser. If you're gonna do it in a way that's not playful, it's usher, except if it's a makom tzerech. If you're, you know, another case, the place can bring down is Friday night. You want to take the chalent off the crock pot. So one person needs to hold on, another person needs to scoop it out. That's the case of the gia ayde devracha. Now you're not handing or something, but it's the gia ayde devracha as a medium in between. In that case, if it's beis tzerech, there's nobody else around, it would be mutter. So there are maybe there's somewhat of a svar to say that this is called the gia ayde devracha because if she's feeling the movement of the water through you, so it's sort of like you're touching her through the medium of the water. But I don't think, and I just moves this up with another, I don't think that would be considered to be negia al-devracha, not touching her. It's something which is, especially in a large pool, in a small pool, maybe it would be called negia al-devracha. Large pool, I don't think it's called negia al-devracha. The other shalom maybe is it's karav the negia, which means you're putting yourself in a matzav that is very, very close to negia. You can't put yourself in a matzav where it's very, very likely going to come the negia. I saw a Berkowitz, somebody asked him this shalom, it's the only place I found this shalom amish, they asked him about in a kiddie pool, sitting in a kiddie pool. I guess maybe it's an Eretz Yisrael, the kiddie pools in other backyards. Not so fancy like us with big pools. I sit in the kiddie pool. And he said, you shouldn't sit in the kiddie pool together, you, your wife, and the kids. Even though the kids are there, and it's not Tzchek HaKalosh Reis. He said, it's called the Negia. You're going to end up touching her. It's not a smart thing in a small, confined pool. He said, it's not a smart thing to do. But he seemed to say that in a large pool, it wouldn't be this problem in Negia like the Devracha. It wouldn't be Karvel in the Negia. It wouldn't be Tzchek HaKalosh Reis if the other's around. It wouldn't be a problem. The other potential, maybe, case to compare it to is to sit in a safsal, sitting on a bench together, which is also an issue, sitting on a bench together if you can feel each other's movement. But again, in a large pool, I don't think that's going to be the case. And also, even in the case of a safsal, even in the case of a swing, if there are other people there, there are Ma'paskins very clearly from the Trumas Hadeshen, from the Aguda, and the Trumas Hadeshen, that if there are other people there on the bench, it's not going to be a problem, even if you can feel each other's movement. So again, if you have kids in the water, even if you want to say that it's compared to the case of the safsal, it would be considered to be, would be mutter. And therefore, again, just to summarize, if the wife is not Tzenua, Avada, it's Aser. That's not a Shaila. If, and again, tsenua, it's important to maybe this just need a discussion, but tsenua lagabe, a wife's nida, is a little bit different than tsenua lagabe walking outside. Or Moshe is a chiddush that the way she normally walks around the house in a way that's tsenua, which means she can't walk around without a skirt, you know, just wearing pants or something like that. But in a way that Moshe says, for example, is wearing tights or something like that, that would be considered to be mutter when a woman's a nida. That's where Moshe paskins. That's why I think we go in America, generally, even here uncovered. Moshe seems to be making on that as well. So therefore, if a woman's going into the pool, as long as she's fully covered, even if she's not wearing, you know, stockings, the way she would walk outside, you know, on an outside, even if her hair is not covered, there is a welcome to make one's wife is nida, as long as it doesn't come into the case of shklekin kalas reish, and it's not a small, confined pool, that it's a shayla of karev lenegia. That's lemaisa lagabi, the last shayla. Should we do this or say this for next year? Swimming in Shabbos?
Okay.
Let's do the last Shabbos. Swimming on Shabbos, yeah? Is it mutter or usher to go into swimming pool on Shabbos? Right, it's very hot outside. People want to go in. It's difficult. It's you know, 90, 95 degrees. You have a pool in your backyard. You want to go in. Is it mutter or usher to go into a swimming pool? I think, you know, the shayla, that the way that most people phrase the shayla is the chashash seems to be very, very rachik, something that's very far-fetched, and I'm going to build a raft. I'm not going to build a raft in my pool. I can swim from one side of my pool to the other. Why is there an issue b'chlal to go swimming in a pool if the whole chash is only that maybe I'm going to build a raft? So the truth is that's a misconception, and it's a misunderstanding of the Gemara and of the reason why it's usher to go swimming in a pool. The reason why it's usher to go swimming in a pool has nothing to do with building of a raft. The Gemara in Beitza does say, the Gemara is talking about various Isurei Derabanan. The Gemara says a person is not allowed to be v'lo shatan al pnei ha'mayim. A person is not allowed to go on the water, which pasha shatan al pnei ha'mayim means to float in the water. Zok the Gemara, why not? The Gemara Beitza Daf Lamed Vav. Why is it usher to float in the water? Gzeira shema yaseh chavi shel shitin. Gzeira, because they're going to end up making a raft. That's the way the Gemara in Beitza Paskins, that's usher to go in a river or in a lake, because of chashash, you're going to make a raft. Now the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Mem says that's only true. The Gemara says that Reb Zeira saw Reb Avo in a Nabatya, and he didn't know if he was in the water, if he's Akaragov or not. And he says, a person is not allowed to go in the water. Zakti Gemara, it's tully if the leska gedude ha isle gedude. If there is a rim around the water, which means if the water is in an enclosed place and there's a rim around it, then it's not an issue to go into that water on Shabbos because of this chashash of you're going to end up making a raft. The only time that's chashash is when it's a lake or a river, something that doesn't have a rim, something that doesn't have a ledge, something that doesn't have an end. That's the case where Chazal made this gzeira. The Gemara on Shabbos says very clearly that the gzeira of maybe going to make a raft is only in a lake, a river, only in something that does not have a rim, does not have something around it that is encompassing. For example, in a mikvah, there's no issue of maybe going to build a raft because it's an enclosed place. A pool, we'll see as well. There's also a pashas, an enclosed place, and therefore this gzeira of building a raft has nothing to do with going to a pool. Avada al tzis gzeira of building a raft, it would be mutter to do. Now Rashi says, there's the shala in the Rashi says the reason why when it doesn't have a, when it has a fence or that when it has a rim or doesn't have a rim makes a difference is because if it doesn't have a rim, then even if it's not a lake, even if it's not a river, even if it's not what Chazal Medik Zeron, but it's similar to what Chazal Medik Zeron, and therefore even if you have a pool without a rim, without something surrounding it, since it's comparable to a lake or river, it would be Nichla al Gzeron Masha'en Kein. Once it has a rim surrounding it, it's too far to compare that to a lake or river, and therefore less like a dude is not considered to be dumid lenahar, and therefore it is going to be mutter. It is going to be mutter. There are the rif paskins for different reason, the chilek between gedude and not gedude, but that's the maisa, the way the mechaber paskins shil lamates siv beis ain't shatan al pnei amayim. It's usher to float on water on Shabbos, afilu bebrecha shebechatzer, even in a pool inside of your chatzer. Why? Because the water is going to go outside of the brecha, because there is no rim, it's going to be dami lenahar, which means even if it's not a lake or river, Machaber paskins that even if it's in your backyard, but if there's no rim surrounding it, it is an issue because it's similar to a nahar. Ve'im yesh, sakta machaber, if there is a safa, Savid, if there is a safa savid, if there is a rim surrounding it, mutter, the kiva da filu nekar amayim asaf machsiris aysai, the water is going to bring it back in. It's considered to be a keli, and therefore lekal migzer bay shemayase chavishashita. There's no chashash. They're going to end up making a raft. That's not the case chazawa geizeron, and therefore the mechaber paskins that it is not going to be a problem. Mishwur just speaks out. Obviously, we're not talking about when the water is in the Rosh Hashanah, because then there's another problem of maybe you're going to spray the water outside in the Rosh Hashanah. Might be a problem of carrying. Might be other problems of walking out. You're going to end up carrying the water with you. But assuming that this water is not in a public place, is not in the Rosh Hashanah, Mishwur says it would be mutter, assuming that it had a fence around it. And therefore, Lamaisa, in our pools, L'chaira, this Gemara and Beitza doesn't apply. This Machaber of Ein Shatan al Pnei Mayim doesn't apply. And Lechera, it would be mutter to go in our fences. Now, there are those that say that Gedude in that case, the Shabur seems to say, like, Gedude means not just a rim, which means our pools don't have something coming out of the pool. I don't think most pools have that. Which means the pool is flat. Like the water is flat.
Yeah, but we have a ledge, I'm saying.
Right, so if the water's at the, if the water's all the way at the top.
It's never at the top.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. So if the water is not at the top, so that lecher would be considered to be iska gedude, because the water, even if it splashes up, is going to fall back in. As we're talking about, if the water would be all on the top, even in that case, lecher pashas, it would be considered to be as a rim, and as mechitzis, and it's considered to be in the karka, Biskachuva says, and therefore, lecher, our pool, lecher, like we said, doesn't fall into this thing. And if anybody tells you can't go swimming because you're going to build a raft, tell them it's a mistake. That's not the pshat. The pshat has nothing to do with that. So why, Taka, can't you go into a pool on Shabbos? What's the issue with going to a pool on Shabbos? So the issue with going to pool on Shabbos is because of what we spoke about a few weeks ago already. We spoke about going to the mikvah on Shabbos. We spoke about something called Gzeres Merchatzais, that Chazal asered for a person to go into water that is hot on Shabbos, even if it was heated up prior to Shabbos, because of a Gzeres HaBalonim, because they were nervous what was happening. We weren't nervous what was actually happening. The Balonim, the people that were in charge of the Merchatzais, were heating up the water on Shabbos in order that people could go into the bathe. And therefore, they asser not only water that's heated up on Shabbos, which obviously is Bishal, it's asser even the water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos. Mechaber Paskins Mefurish in Shin Chavav, Sef Aleph, asser Lurchetz Kol Gufoy, Afilu Kol Eva Le'Eva Levad, Afilu B'mayim Shechme Erev Shabbos. Even the water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos, Beinim Heim Bekli, Beinim Heim Bekarka, doesn't make a difference. Afilu Lishpach Mayim Ala Gufoy, even if you pour the water on, all of that is going to be asser, because of this gzeira called gzeiras merchatzai. So therefore, if your pool is heated in any which way, avada is asr, ashkenazim, sfaradim, everybody holds it's asr. Not only is it asr to go swimming, it's asr to go into your pool. To go into the pool, even to cool down. If it's a heated pool, avada is asr. Now what about if it's cold? So l'chayra, if it's cold, then it's a different shayla. If it's cold, there's no gzeiras merchatzai. There's no gzeira that they're going to end up heating it up. And l'chayra, this halacha shouldn't apply. However, we saw back then when we discussed those halachas, Mishbor Pastin is very clearly in Chin Chavav, Sifkat and Chav Aleph, that the Paiskim right, it brings from the Paiskim right, that nevertheless, even in cold water, we are makbid, that a person is not allowed to even submerge himself in cold water for a variety of other reasons. Some of them are chashash of schita, some are maybe going to walk dalat amas brisha sarabim. There's a variety of other reasons why it is an issue to go into even cold water, and that's why there's Rebbe Paskins, and therefore for Ashkenazim is 100% usher to go into water on Shabbos, even if it's going to be cold, and even just to sit in the water to cool yourself down. Again, we discussed why there is a hatter by mikvah, and that's like we mentioned then, the biggest challenge to go into mikvah is pasha going into the water. Forget about the schita, going into the water is the shayla for sure when it's heated, and even when it's not heated, according to Mishabur, the way Ashkenazim Paskin, it's an issue to go into it, and that's why it's usher to go into a pool. As well, Rav Moshe brings another chashash, which is a very pasha chashash. Rav Moshe says, the difference between a mikvah and a bathing and a pool is when you go into a pool, you're wearing a bathing suit. Now, what's the issue with wearing a bathing suit? Machaber Paskin's Mefurish, that a person is not allowed to go into water on Shabbos, even if the water's cold, and not allowed to go into water on Shabbos with clothing, because of Chashash, you're going to end up squeezing out the clothing when you come out of it. Therefore, Moshe says you're going to go in with a bathing suit, then you ran into this Machaber right away. Machaber Paskin's Mefurish, that it's usher to walk into water with clothing. So even if you're going to get around the issue that maybe it's cold water. So even if you're a Sephardi, a Moshe writes, the Lachari, you're going to have this issue anyways. Machaber Paskin's like this. Not only Ramah, Machaber Paskin's like this. There's the issue to go into a swimming pool there's the issue to go into water when we're in clothing because of Chashash Skita. And therefore, Moshe says, that is going to be the biggest issue. He says, Vemulubash in the bathing suit. If you know Ramosha's Shuva, so Ramosha writes English words, he just writes them in, you know, as they write. So his bathing suit. It's like a lot of times very, very difficult when you're reading Chuvas and Nigasmosha to figure out what those words are. He doesn't put it in English, he doesn't put it in like the Hebrew word, like a fancy Hebrew word. He writes bathing suit. He says, if you're going to go in a bathing suit, afilu b'chatzar, asr m'shem schita, it's going to be asr in the schita, which is the way, the Ramah Paskin, I said them before the Mechaber, the Ramah Paskin is like this, that it is going to be an issue, lerak l'arshit, even to be makar oneself, and memela, zakter Moshe, it is avada. And is Avada going to be Usr? And therefore, that's why Ramosha learns that it is, Ramosha learns that it's Usr to go into the pool on Shabbos, else the wearing of the bathing. So another reason that Chuvah Sa'an Haggis brings down is also because of the Mechaber, because of the Mishabur and Shen Chavav, even in cold. And he says, and this halacha would apply even in the case of a shas l'chak, even if it's very hot. Nevertheless, it's ein l'hakel afilu b'tzar gadol elish tata b'tzayin levada. A person can't be makel to go into the water even in a case of shas l'chak. He says it's going to be aser. Now the Aruch HaShulchan writes also there's a lot of machshelim when people go into water. There's a lot of things that people don't know, and therefore all the pesukim say b'pe'echa that a person can't go in. The reason why svardim are more makel is because svardim don't have this halacha of the mishabur. The mishabur is only makbid. On cold, the Mishabur is the one that's paskins that are hot water. I'm sorry, even in cold water, you have to be makbid. But the Sfardim don't have the psak, and therefore the Sfardim only hold that if the water is heated, it's going to be an issue. Which means the Sfardim hold the vada, it's a heated pool, it's aser. But if it's a cold pool, a totally unheated pool, according to the Sfardim, there would be a makam to be makel. Rabbi Avadia's son has a long tshuva in Yalkut Yosef, where he has a long tshuva going through all the potential issues, including Amosha's issue with going in. He goes through to schita, and he goes through exercise, and he goes through wearing a bathing suit, and he goes through carrying Dalai Lama's Rosh Hashanah. He goes through Mamash, he lists every potential issue, 9 or 10 potential issues going into a pool. He knocks them all out and says that they're not an issue. He explains why they're not an issue. And then he says, Ulainyan Alacha, even though Ashes Sadad and Lahaka Lurkas Bebrecha Bashabas Be'ezefanim, Mikal Makam Lemaisa, Yesh Lahibish Lurkas Bebrecha Bashabas. A person should not go into the pool in Shabbos, or Ravadi's son Paskins, or Befrapa Begad Yam, and for sure when you're wearing a bathing suit, because Ramesh's problem, bring a bathing suit, Bechain Heshav Li, Marin Adaini Avi, Mariv Rabbi, Shlita Zatal, his father Ravadi Yosef passed on this as well. So I don't know, again, Sephardi, Lachaira, Syrians for sure, you know, and regular Sephardi, Lachaira, go like a Ravadi, shouldn't have Makam Lahakal, Lachaira Ravadi himself, Paskin, the one should be Machmer, they have more of a Makam to be Makal for this, you know, for this Machaber, because they don't have the problem of Rechitza inside. And others say that it's a problem as well of Mizilzal Shabbos to go in, but Lachaira, you don't need that. You have this before Shema, the Paskins, that's Asa to go with the bathing suit. You have them first Shema, Shibur, the Paskins, Asa to go into cold water, and therefore it's Asa to do it. It's just interesting to know that Ramosha does Paskin. I think we may mention this, that Bashas Atchak, it's very, very sweat, a person's very hot outside, right? Somebody told me it was Pesach in some country, I forgot what it was, in El Salvador, I think, and he walked, huh?
Never.
Yeah, in El Salvador for Pesach, and he walked like 35 minutes for a suit, and he was drenched, mamish, like, 95 degrees, nobody has air conditioning is there. In that case, Ramosha is Machadish, they're taking a cold shower. And if you have a one dial shower, it's going to be impossible to do. If you have a two handle shower, something that, you know, Vada won't heat up any water on Shabbos, Ramosha Paskins that it's mutter. Why? Because Ramosha says the Gzeira of Merchatzais never applied to that case of a shower. It only applied to going into water, submerging yourself in water. But a shower, Ramosha says, you shouldn't be makel. Ramosha says, b'shasat chak, in a case of an extreme, a person has a makam to makel. You know, somebody got very, very dirty. Somebody got sprayed with something all over, and you can't just wash that part of your body. Ramosha says that would be makel. And therefore, if it's very, very hot, I said, shouldn't take a hot. A person is dripping in mamish. It's against b'shasat chak. You're much, much better off going into a freezing cold shower than going into a pool. A pool, you can have this issue of the zeris mechatzayis. So a pool would have this issue of going in with a bathing suit would be an issue. Even if you're going without a bathing suit, you have a mishabura. In the case of going to shower, at least you have a Moshe to rely on that if you're doing. But that's the gabe, the halacha. And this minig was a kubul me'avaseinu, not to go in even in the cold water. Paisim have very strong lashanis about going even in the cold water, and therefore again this l'chaver no makom chal to be mekel, definitely with a bathing suit, even without a bathing suit, no makom to be mekel on going into the pool on Shabbos. For Sfardim, there's a little bit more wiggle room, but again, like we saw, Rabbi himself paskin that one should be machmer. Again, the shells that we haven't discussed yet, this has a gri'ia. We haven't discussed mixed swimming, which is also interesting shells to discuss maybe another time.